First off, before we get started, does anybody who needs permission to record not have it? Anyone not have permission to record? Okay, we'll tell you what, we'll just go ahead and get started with our postseason media availability, Georgia Tech men's basketball, and we're going to go ahead and get started with Michael DeVoe. We'll take questions for Mike. If you could, please use the raise hand function within Zoom. We'll call on people individually. And we'll start with Kelly Quinlan from Rivals.
Hey, Michael. I guess always the question off season for an older kid. Are you going to submit your info to the NBA and kind of get some feedback on where things might stand for you?
Yes, that is the plan that I discussed with Coach yesterday. We had a meeting and just want to get that feedback, see what see the things that they're talking about and go from there. So definitely getting the feedback.
Next question comes from Rod McKenzie from 247 Sports.
Hey, Mike, looking back on this past season, what are your reflections on what transpired the whole season? And are you looking forward to, you know, if you do stay at Georgia Tech, of being that senior leader?
This season was a lot of ups and downs through everything, through COVID and everything. It was a great season, I would say. We started off very slow, but then things started picking up and we were definitely on a trail that was really good. So the thing I was thinking about was just that I got to work on it in the summertime is getting better. So that's my main focus, whether it's staying at Georgia Tech or pursuing the NBA. So right now I'm taking it one day at a time, and then we're going from there.
Next question is another one from Kelly Quinlan.
How much will it play a factor in kind of what the other guys decide to do, and if they want, everyone wants to run it back, or would that like be a thing that definitely impacts your decision, or is it totally based on kind of what your feedback is from the league?
I think it's a little bit of both. I would definitely love to run it back with the guys, come back for a senior year and do some extremely incredible things. But it just all depends. I mean, every guy has their own path. Every guy has their own decision and they got to make. So, we're just taking it literally day by day. Every guy's taking it day by day. We're not rushing anything right now. So, but the main thing for everybody, I would think, is just getting better. That's our main focus.
Next question comes from Bryce Kuhn from 247 Sports.
Michael, you said that your main goal is just to get better, whether that's at the next level or at Georgia Tech. What are some specific things for you personally you're wanting to work on this summer to improve your game?
There's a lot of things. I would definitely want to work on my speed and agility, getting quicker, getting my first step quicker and things like that. Also can work on my conditioning level. I think I need to get my conditioning level at another level this upcoming year and things like that. So there's definitely a lot of things that I got to work on as far as getting stronger too. So those are a couple of things that I've looked at, and also I got to go back and watch a lot of film to see what things that I can also key in on.
Next question comes from David Teal up in Virginia.
Michael, what was the NCAA tournament controlled environment experience like in Indianapolis, and how did it compare to what you guys went through during the regular season? Was it even more ramped up?
It was more ramped up as far as rules and the bubble. Like, you weren't really allowed to leave your room unless it was an emergency or something like that. So they were just trying to keep it safe for everyone. I would say for us, the whole thing was we were glad to be able to play in the NCAA tournament. So for us, we weren't really taking anything for granted at all. So it was a great experience for us. It was a great experience for our program. And it definitely was a great experience for me individually.
Was there a sense of what if – you guys had been at full strength and what kind of damage you might have been able to do with Moses?
Yeah, man, it's something that I think about every day, especially watching these games. It's kind of painful to watch when you know how good of a team you were, and especially if we had everybody together and had our full group of guys, man, it really would have been a dangerous group, man. So I definitely see us in the Sweet 16, and I see us winning the Natty if we had our full team and our full strength. We were on a good run. So it's definitely painful to watch.
Another question. This one comes from Allison Mastrangelo from WSB-TV here in Atlanta.
Hey, Michael. First of all, when do you guys kind of have to decide whether you're going to stay or move on? Do you kind of know that date? And also, what would be the feedback from the NBA that would make you say, all right, I'm ready to go and take this next step? Is there something specifically that you want to hear from them?
They haven't came out with a date yet. The NBA hasn't came out with a date on whether what the draft is or what the time that the feedback you have to get or things like that. So we're waiting to hear from that. The things I'm waiting forward to is the feedback from all 30 teams to see whether if I got to work on some things, do I have to go back a year or am I draft ready? So those are things that I'm looking at and looking with coach to see if that's the best option for me. Is that the best route for me? So.
Question from Charles Odom from the Associated Press.
Hey, thanks for doing this. To follow up on what you said you would like to work on regardless of your decision, can you reflect on where you think you showed improvements this season, how you think you evolved from last year?
I think I improved on just being a point guard, setting up plays and showing that I'm also a point guard at hand. That's my main position, but we also have Jose, so I had to play a lot of off the ball type of things. So this year I wanted to show that I can also be a point guard and do things like making plays and be a playmaker and doing those type of things. And another thing that we did this year was win. So for that, it makes everybody look good. We won a lot of games this year. It shows a lot of maturity. It shows a lot of leadership. So those are the type of things that I feel like I enlisted this year.
Next question from Jeff Schultz from The Athletic.
You share that?
Yeah, Michael, following up a couple of earlier comments. Some players, even if they're told, look, you may not be in the league next year, you may have to develop in the G League, they're willing to go anyway just because they're ready to make money, even if it means spending a year in a development league. Have you thought about that at all and in terms of kind of what your line is in terms of what you're willing to do?
I definitely don't want to take that route. It's a tough route to go to. I have no problem coming back to school, finishing my degree. I mean, it's all positive things that would happen if I come back to school. So the thing is about it is just the NBA has always been a lifetime dream for me. So just to get that opportunity, if it is available for me. But if it's that route to the G League and the development and all that type of stuff, man, I'd rather just come back for another year and develop and get that degree.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and wrap up with a couple more for Michael. First one from Rod McKenzie.
Hey, Michael, are there any games that you guys played in this year where you look back and say, hey, that was a win that I really enjoyed?
There's a lot of them. To really just notch off one of them, I mean, especially that ACC championship game, that was a huge one for us and just our program and for me individually. But a lot of those games the Kentucky one was a great one for us. There was a lot of them that I really just loved. And I really loved playing with this group of guys this year. It was a great group. We were going to go down to history as one of the best teams. Especially if it wasn't COVID this year, it would have been an extremely special year too. So, but there was a lot of games.
One from Kelly Quinlan.
Mike, I was just curious, you just mentioned the COVID year. How much of a factor would it be to want to play in front of a more full house and have a kind of a real senior experience, unlike what the guys got this year with, limited crowds and no crowds in some of the road games?
It would be extremely special to play in a full group of support system from the fans and everybody like that. I mean, it would be huge. I loved it my sophomore year when we started getting on that run, and the fans started supporting us so much. So it was extremely special. So to be able to come back, and especially the stuff that I'm getting back from just people and fans and telling me to come back next year and how special it'll be. So it's a great thing, especially to get that support system from them. So that's something that I definitely would look forward to.
Are there any final questions for Mike? Okay, Mike, hey, thank you so much. Congratulations on a great season. We'll talk soon.
Yes, thank you so much.